Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. This is EPR LSEC Publishing Radio, and I am your host, Teresa Banks. This is truly an off-the-cuff show that was probably scheduled, I'd say, all of maybe 10 or 15 minutes ago. I had a little time today before heading out to see family to just take a moment to say hello to everyone here that's listening, and all of you that always take the time out to check out one of the programs that has been taped since I've been on the air. November 5th was my very first date, and since that time. And with this off-the-cuff program, I wanted to just use this time to tell everyone that this is a day, and really not just today, but this day going forward in our lives, where we should always take a moment to feel grateful. I've heard many people say on more than one occasion that no matter how many challenges you may have in your own life, there's always someone that's going through a whole lot worse. And when I think about this particular day of Thanksgiving Day, I feel truly grateful. I'm so happy for those that are in my family and those that are my friends that love me and care about me. I'm also truly grateful for the shelter that I have, the home I'm able to stay in, the food that I'm able to have and eat, and the clothes that I wear. I'm happy, too, for the mental state that I'm in, that it's one that's of a positive spirit, and the physical wellness that I feel I have. And given this day and time, I think those of us that are employed always have to feel grateful that we haven't had to be a part of the mix of people that have been out there day in and day out, sometimes even in the evenings and late into the night, trying to find their next form of employment. So it's truly a blessing in this day and time to have a job. And also some means of transportation, not only to get to work, but to get about, and just an overall feeling of having direction in life, where a person feels they have purpose and some type of meaning. One thing that I would say to all of you that are listening to this broadcast is that you use this day and future days in your life to really take the time to think of others. I remember a few years ago on Thanksgiving, and for a while there was a pattern. It was a number of Thanksgivings that I did this until the program ceased, that an alderman would feed the homeless. And it was really eye-opening to see men and women, young and old, as well as their children coming in to get a meal to eat. And, of course, we're always told during that time, and really we shouldn't have to be told, we should just know that when people are coming in on that particular day for that Thanksgiving meal or later in the year for that Christmas meal, that they really need to eat all year long. And that's something that we should be more mindful of, I believe, in our lives. So one challenge that I'd say to people is that going forward, really think outside of yourself and not just have life be about me. What can I do to get ahead? How can I progress in my life? And you switch that up a bit, and you say on many of your days, what can I do to help others? We always hear about the words of karma and how as we do things, the good comes back to us. I truly believe that to be so. I also think that as we look at things on a worldly level, there are so many crazy things that are happening. There are wars that are going on, not just the ones that the U.S. is involved in with Iraq as well as Afghanistan, but we're hearing, for example, of the war happening, or I shouldn't say war, but the battles occurring in North and South Korea. And then the earthquakes and the tornadoes that are constantly on our mind and in our midst, as well as just everyday fires that may occur, and they may turn our lives upside down. And in a lot of our neighborhoods, the murders and the rates and the huge numbers that we're hearing of people that are losing their lives day in and day out to senseless crime and senseless murders. I realize people are under a tremendous amount of stress with all that's going on, but it's best to get help for that and not turn on our fellow man or turn on our fellow woman. So again, just during this date and this time, and especially as we wrap up 2010 and we look forward to 2011, take the time in your life to feel more blessed, to appreciate the simple things in life, to call people that have been on your mind probably for days or weeks or months to see how they're doing, to stop by and visit, to check up on them, to say hello or just smile at a stranger, to maybe check with your religious organization or see if you can volunteer in your neighborhood to help people out, especially our young children that are going through so many things day in and day out in their lives. I have a number of guests that are coming up in the days to come on this program that will talk about our young people in particular and things that they're going through and how we can better help them. So what I'd like to do in this moment is just play a song for you, and then after the song, I'd like to read off a poem. And it's a poem that I read actually a couple of programs ago called Take Time Out. But I think that when it started off, there was kind of noise in the background. I was battling with an ugly cold during that time period. And so I said, well, let me play a recording of Take Time Out instead of actually reading it. And I didn't think that recording came across as clear as it should have. So I'm going to pause for a moment and play a beautiful song being sung by Sylvia Federick. If you've listened to this program, then no doubt you've heard this song before. It's called Pressure. And again, it's by Sylvia Federick. If you love the song, and I know you will, stop by her website of sangsil.com to order her new CD called Sister Under Construction. Here's that song. Afterwards, I will read to you Take Time Out, then I will bid you farewell.
Trying to do the right thing.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Teresa Banks, and again, this is just an off-the-cuff program that I'm taping to wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving, and I pray that this message finds you well and in the best of health and your family well, and you're enjoying the day with good laughter, good friends, and good food. What I'd like to do at this point is read off a poem called Take Time Out. It was written by Maya Angelou, and I'm reading from her book that has the title of The Complete Collected Poems of Maya Angelou. And as I read this poem and as I think about this day, there's one gentleman that just came to mind a few minutes ago. He's someone I befriended, oh my gosh, probably 10 years ago, and his name is Stan. He sells streetwise newspapers in downtown Chicago. And in case you don't know, Streetwise is a publication that's sold by the homeless for the homeless to help them make money. And they get a certain percentage off the dollar of every newspaper they sell. Stan is a gentleman that is highly intelligent and very bright. He is so funny and has a great sense of humor. He has so much knowledge about the Chicagoland area and life in general. And I just hope, as I'm thinking about him in this moment, that he is doing well and that on this particular day that someone from his family or one of his friends is touching his life in a very special way. With that said, here is the poem I really want to read to you called Take Time Out. It goes like this. When you see them on a freeway, hitching rides wearing beads, with packs by their sides, you ought to ask, what's all the warring and the jarring and the killing and the thrilling all about? Take time out. When you see him with a band around his head and an army surplus bunk that makes his bed, you better ask, what's all the beating and the cheating and the bleeding and the needing all about? Take time out. When you see her walking barefoot in the rain and you know she's tripping on a one-way train, you need to ask, what's all the lying and the dying and the running and the gunning all about? Take time out. Use a minute, feel some sorrow for the folks who think tomorrow is a place that they can call up on the phone. Take a month and show some kindness for the folks who thought that blindness was an illness that affected eyes alone. If you know that youth is dying on the run, and my daughter trades dope stories with your son, we'd better see what all our fearing and our jeering and our crying and our line brought about. Take time out. May God bless you on this day and every day. If you'd like to reach me, if you have questions or comments, drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com, spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, @AOL.com. And no matter what you're going through, always know that things will get easier. They will become better. And there are many that care about you. Always keep your spirits and your head up. Take care.
you.